thing going on in their lives. For me, that was my grandmother. Many of you knew Margaret before she passed and were the light she was in general, but specifically to the glory of God. When she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, she never let that stop her from smiling and singing his praises. She was my example of how I should lead my life. When there was an obstacle, no matter how big, her smile never dimmed and she let God guide her through it. Margaret had a light that shined through any amount of darkness she was given. Her light was not fueled by worldly things, but rather by God's word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, "We do not look for things that are seen, but for things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are only temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal." Her light was fueled by the eternal love of God and the undying faith she possessed. She never put her faith in worldly things because she knew they were not going to last. Instead, she put her faith into God, and every time we saw her, the light that was shining through her came from Him. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Margaret had a way of letting her light shine for others. For the 13 years that I spent with her, rarely did she do anything for herself. She used the gifts she was given to help others and glorify God. She knew the evil and hate that filled the world around us and let her light shine through it. She made an impact in my life and many others. The light of God was in her, and it shone through every ounce of darkness around her. A diamond is bright and shiny, but over time it collects dust and appears to lose its light. Though it still holds that light under the dust, it simply needs to be cleaned up. Many of us strive to lead a life where our light shines as bright as possible. We serve others, pray, do our devotions, and always look to glorify God. Yet we become tired and weary, covered in dust, and begin to stop doing the same work we once were. An oil lamp can overcome a dark room, but as the oil runs out, the wick emits a smell and smoke, and the light begins to fade. Some of us have that light, but over time, as it fades, it begins to stink, and our work becomes a habit, and we live for God like it is a chore instead of a privilege. We lose our fuel. A light bulb will blow out after days of being on. As with our faith, we lose the reason we found God in the first place. The light God puts inside us might fade, become dusty, or even try to blow out, but He has given us the resource to polish and bring back that light. His Word tells us everything we need to let our light shine to its full extent. If we feel that our light is dulling, we can turn to God at any moment in Scripture or in prayer, and He will help us polish our light. God gives us the fuel we need to let our light shine bright. However, no matter how bright our light is, it is up to us to use that light to light up the dark. As Christians, God gave us the Great Commission: go and spread His word to everyone in every place on earth. This world is full of darkness, evil, and hatred, and it's our duty to light up that dark and make a difference. Just as my grandmother shined her light for myself and others, I hope to do the same for those I come in contact with. I hope to always be a shining light and not become the empty oil lamp or the dusty diamond. I will strive to put my faith in God when the darkness seems overpowering, so that others will hopefully be encouraged and maybe inspired to do the same. I encourage you today to dust off and refuel your light, and allow it to shine so that you too may glorify your Father in heaven. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking you to help us shine our light. Many of us today have collected dust or become low on fuel for our light. Help us to dust off and refuel us so we may shine bright. Your name is great, and we strive to let our light shine for you. As we leave here today, let us use our light for your good.